chosen by the palace of the winter and turn your eyes to the palace of the diamond clear sky, but come up and look like a string of light, like a drunken fucking sun and light up to the palace of sweaty fucking blood, the one who comes with eyes and tongue, the palace of the palace of smoke and my ass one. Shares inquiries of the fire, yeah, the palace of smoke. Inquisitions and summer sessions, yeah, the palace of smoke.
I can't tell if he's stopping her or helping her.
No.
She had fun with the horse. Yeah, but then she fell on her face. Ooh, the guy he's fighting is really getting it. At least in his mind. Date him.
It's too early.
The Pogues are the greatest band that ever lived. The problem is they're a little triggery, because every time I listen to them, I want to drink all the whiskey in New York.
Really?
And then go into the various burbs and drink them dry as well.
Trigger.
That is my trigger. Other than that, dry as the Sahara all the time.
Yeah. As soon when I watch these videos, I'm just reminded of an ex that I very happily broke up with. And that I need to leave bartending.
Well,
as soon as people get to that level of drunk, I have no patience because I'm not drunk, so I don't find it funny.
Oh, no, it sucks.
And it's just like extra work for me.
Let me guess, is the ex that you're thinking of that may or may not have tippled more than once, did he have a British accent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
One night, 17 gin and tonics.
Are you fucking kidding me? I like this guy now. Give him my number. I need a new drinking buddy.
Listen, but if you're going to drink like that, lay off the tonic. I feel like that's just going to make you bloated and give you diabetes.
Oh, for a second, I thought you were about to say diarrhea, and I was like, I'm trying to remember if gin did that to me. Gin makes people surly. Would he get angry?
No. Well, not at me.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, but no, he would lose things, keys, wallet, cell phone.
Sounds like a person I know. The juniper leaf in gin tends to make people a little weird, mm-hmm. and not in a good way. That's why I stopped drinking it, because, you know, I like to be a fun drunk.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that one day.
I think that the older I've gotten, the more I've become an annoying drunk. I used to be a fun drunk. Now I just annoy people.
Now
that's why I drink alone.
Now you just text me your emotional insecurities. And I'm like, Bill.
But you know what the important thing, though, is I still spell wonderfully.
Actually, you do. Your grammar is quite nice.
You can take the boy out of the newspaper.
You never confuse your theirs.
Stay away from Oxy, but I'm not against selling it. Thank you, Broken Hand. that was quite an investment, actually. Shouldn't have said that on air. Speaking of illegal things, you just reminded me it is indeed tax time again, or as I like to call it, ignoring tax time again.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
I just filed last night.
I'm so sorry.
Both my federal and state were accepted, although they continue to call them refunds, and I did not get any money.
I
owed a whole lot of money, but thankfully I put away every month into an online savings account to gain 2% interest, and I had enough. But it's just, you know, it's like while everyone else is getting some money back, I'm then like, oh, I guess I should eat more peanut butter and jellies.
Peanut butter and jellies. I like how you made it cute.
Well, no, that's my like cheap food. That's my like I'm on a budget. this is all I can afford to eat.
Yeah, yeah. It's back to ramen for me. Well, as I know you don't like it when I repeat myself, but again, I'm an annoying drunk now. I have this tax person in Chicago. I live in New York, so probably not smart in and of itself. And I kept filing for an extension this year. And finally, I'm just like, so now what? And she goes, oh, don't worry, they'll find you. That was her advice for me. And I'm paying this woman. Not well, mind you. Family discount. But I'm paying her. That was her advice for me. So I don't know what's going to happen, but this is probably going to be just your show real soon.
It was really nice, like, knowing you.
Yeah.
And,
I hope the IRS is not a subscriber. How was your massage?
The entire IRS. Yeah. They have a group password.
All right. This is why I'm pro-Trump. Not really, but in this case I am. Apparently there have been so many people laid off in overall government areas, but in particular the IRS, because I don't think they're any friend of Trump either. So they have like half the employees they used to have. So I'm wondering if they'll have a hard time tracking me down as a result.
Or they'll just like let things go. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they really combed through mine like well. They are just like, great, accepted, awesome. She did it early. Good for her.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get any gold stars for that one. But
yeah, it's coming in the mail.
I might get some lovely pinstripes at Joliet, wherever, or a prison around here.
Have
Joliet's
you ever thought
in Chicago.
Of meeting with like a financial planner?
What's that mean?
It's someone who tells you what to do with your money.
I've never heard financial and planning in the same sentence before. By the way, I knew what it meant. How was your massage?
So nice. That's really weird out of context.
I try to give Joanne, and by the way, it's never solicited. Yeah. I try to give Joanne an unsolicited massage before every show. It takes me so long to catch her. She's running around the desk, but I finally get her and just really give her.
Yesterday,
get in there and get
yesterday
the
he emailed. I didn't answer right away because I was getting a massage, so that's why I told him. I think I told everyone here. I got a free massage for my birthday as a gift, and then they roped me into the paying $80 every month to get one for free, like every month. It, you know, it's cheaper than if you paid every, yeah, whatever. This is a massage envy. It is, in fact, a real place. It was quite nice. I have a lot of tension behind my shoulder blades and in my neck.
You know, it's weird. I have that, too, when I'm sitting next to you. So just like right now, Gina could be behind me while I'm near
That's
you.
That's because I've stabbed a knife in there.
Kind of figuratively. You don't strike me as someone who likes to be touched. So I'm surprised that you like massages.
It actually is very hard for me to relax.
Yeah.
I usually the guy I go to, I hate the way he handles me. It's like I'm a corpse. Like he very like gently will like lift my hand and place it down. I'm like, this is weird. But I had this new woman today, who was tall. And when she shook my hand at the beginning, I was like, ow. Like she had a super firm handshake where I was like, this will be good. Natasha was her name. So Russian.
Eastern European. Did she look like a Bond villain, but not in a good way? Like one of those husky ones that Bond doesn't like?
No, she looked like a volleyball player. Blonde, tall.
Ooh,
thin.
Give me the address.
It was very nice. I felt very relaxed.
Well, I mean, the one thing that you and I have in common is that we don't like people, and we're kind of cold pricklies. Yeah. And, that was the only thing. Well, and then we have luxuriant hair. I've had a massage once in my life, and I did not want to do it, but it was a press trip. And they forced us to go to the spa because we had to report on their stupid spa. And I just remember the lady making fun of me because I insisted on wearing my swimsuit. And I didn't realize – I had no idea that you're supposed to be – nude while
was
doing
it. Was it a banana hammock?
No, it wasn't. I don't actually own a banana hammock, but thanks for thinking it's the size of one. And she kept telling me how tense I was. It's because I don't like being touched.
Yeah.
I think there's a little Asperger in me. But, you know, I powered through. And the worst part was my swimsuit because they had like a hot tub. So not only was she pissed off that I was wearing a swimsuit, she was pissed off that it was sopping wet and just getting everywhere on their thing because, man, I don't like being naked.
You
either.
Are awful. You are an awful human being.
You can take the boy out of Catholicism, but.
Are you ticklish, Bill?
Huh?
Are you ticklish? That's the reason I don't get them, is because the second they go to the birdcage.
I'm a little ticklish, yeah. I am.
Traumas in both of your
yeah.
past.
Well, is ticklish code for was I molested? Yeah, I mean, oh, wait. Edit that out, guys. It depends on the statute of limitations, and then I'll reveal his name. I don't know why I had to say reveal and his. And so how much do you tip the massage person, the masseuse?
Yeah, 20.
20?
Yeah.
Ugh, maybe I got into the rump of profession. But again, my hand's so weak now, I don't think I'd give a
good massage. Feel like my hands would get so tired at the end of an hour. Garrett's laughing. His mind is in a dirty place.
Oh, that is just... Girls hate massages. Giving massages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, any girlfriend I've ever had, it's like after 5 minutes, my fingers hurt, my wrists hurt, and it's use your elbow or something, or use...
By the way, I just love...
Use a prop!
I just love picturing Garrett coming home after work every day, just slamming the door and going, massage! Taking his shirt off and just sitting there waiting for it. Maybe it was in the presentation, Garrett. That's why he didn't like that. It hurt her hand.
Could be.
Well, are you looking forward to this weekend? God damn, has this network been promoting Queens of the Compound.
Queens
they did it all
Compound.
On Gino and Aaron's show today.
I am excited. It's at 11 p.m., so I'm going to have to take a nap beforehand, have some coffee.
And a massage.
But I am quite excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get your tickets before. I hear we're so close to selling out, you guys.
Is that true?
No, but that's just what you say.
When you whisper into the mic, they can still hear you.
That's what you say to get people to buy tickets. You know,
three tickets left. That's what you just whispered to me.
My other favorite is always when people are like, you know what? So many people have been messaging me asking about XYZ, and it's something you only want to talk about. Asking me about, you know, my hair regimen. So many people want to know, so I'm going to tell all of you.
You know what that is? That's the equivalent of, and this is, I hate to say it, not to be sexist, a very female thing. Whenever someone's like asking about the dreams, they just want to talk about their dreams. Yeah, yeah. It's all just an excuse. Or what's your favorite? Or well, like, where's the best hot dog? They don't give a fuck what you think. They just want to tell you what they think the best hot dog is.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it's all that stuff.
Totally.
This is why I don't like people and I don't get massages. So yeah, brought it all back.
All together.
You know, I'm wondering, are there any famous movies about massages? Oh, that's a bad segue.
I don't know.
Are there movies about masseuses overall?
There might be. I guess, no.
I mean, where would we find such a...
We could probably search on... an amazing database.
Hey, why are you taking out your glasses? I just asked you a seamless question that has nothing to do with prompter
I've
reading.
I've been overcome with a desire to read.
Oh, well, I don't know what that even means, but you know what? I love movies. As much as I hate massages, I love movies. Is there anywhere I could get some of my favorites?
Heck yeah. DeepDiscount.com. They always offer extra savings. And starting tomorrow and all through February, save an additional 15% when you enter CM15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of TV shows, movies, music, and more. Because it's February. There's no sports. Everyone's depressed. There's nothing to watch. Go get some movies. Check out the website. You'll find thousands of choices without spending a lot of money. You know the ones you're obsessed with. We all have a few classics we watch over and over. Action adventure movies like X-Men, Guardians of the Galaxy, and so many more. And you'll find new releases, too. Out this week, you can get the two-film collection of John Wick.
I'm told that's awesome.
John Wick is not just one, but one and two. Oh, not just John Wick. But John Wick 1 and 2 for a great price right there at your fingertips. Click the Deep Discount logo on our website to own the stuff you love to watch. You know what film Liam Neeson loves to watch that's on there? The African Queen. For just under $11. No more searching, only to be disappointed or sitting through commercial after commercial. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorites and support our sponsor.
And Liam Neeson.
Click the Deep Discount logo on our website. It's that easy. Starting tomorrow and all through February, be sure to enter code CM15 at checkout for extra savings on all your purchases. Own your obsessions, the legal ones. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount.
Amazing. And it's funny you mentioned Liam Neeson. We have a down date later on today that we'll get to when our wonderful guests present themselves. Ooh, that sounded gross. With their pants on, they'll present themselves. But we should probably give some background as to why we're talking about Liam Neeson. He had a bit of a kerfuffle in an interview with, I believe, The Independent, where he talked about his movie, shockingly, was about revenge. Every Liam Neeson movie for the past 20 years revenge. Is about revenge. But he kind of overshared. And we have a segment where Joe does movie scenes and does them better than the actors themselves. And in this case, and you're about to see why, she didn't really want to do this particular quote from what Liam Neeson said yesterday, so we can bring you up to date. Because, and rightly so, she didn't want to be a meme again, where she said might say something pseudo-racist. I, myself, am dead inside, and I don't plan to get hired after this because I'm hoping to get run over by a bus and either die or sue someone. Either way, it's win-win.
You could go to jail. You could go to jail, too.
Oh, you've been talking to the IRS,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Man, I hope it's one of those cushy Connecticut ones. So, while we will go to a certain Joe-flavored graphic, I'm going to be doing the prompter reading, even though I'm not very good at it. Let's catch you up on what Liam
anything
said.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You actually can. Yes, letters I can. Your head
no, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Yeah, they were doing a press.
Oh, no, don't run this yet. This is for our guests. God damn it, it's like I got a spoon feed. No, this is, that is Liam, and we're going to get to this when our guests come out. That's Liam responding to what he said yesterday. But here is what he told The Independent, and if I can have a second, let me get into character. Is that what you actor types say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the coaching. All right, so this is apropos of nothing, very unsolicited. Here is super smart guy, Liam Neeson. Just talking about whatever came to his tiny Irish brain. I asked, first of all, let me preface this by saying that he was talking about a friend of his who had just been raped. I know, stuff that we're discussing here, and that he wanted to get revenge. And so he talked to her, and so here it is. Quote, I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person. I went up and down areas with a cosh, hoping I'll be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know? So that I could kill him.
Nice.
And scene.
You know, that was good, although there was no shame in your voice when you said that. You seemed real proud of yourself.
I almost had the glee that maybe a Gino Bisconti would have reading such a thing.
Your interpretation yes. of Liam Neeson's speech was an interpretation, maybe not a good one, but, you know.
Are you saying it was more of a celebration than an interpretation?
You made a choice.
It was a bad choice. We should have rehearsed this, you bastard. Unless there is anything else you want to get to, should we go to our lovely, lovely goddamn guests?
Let's get our guests in.
I don't like that high-volume voice. Guys, first-time guest alert, Brian McKenna. He is going to be at Caroline's tonight. No, tomorrow night. Sorry. February 7th at 9:30. Go watch it or I'll punch you in the fucking face. Dave Temple, he's our perennial. He's our favorite.
Hey, guys.
We'll get to his plugs at the end of the show. It's going to be a good one. Kevin Dabrowski, he is going to be recording his stand-up special at New York Comedy Club, correct? On February 8th.
Yeah.
I got it right.
I'm not a perennial or a favorite. Fuck you.
You don't know what perennial means.
You're right.
Monosyllabic piece of shit.
Perennial's a dental term, right?
It's a flower. It's my nickname for Joe.
My
little perennial flower.
Mm.
I thought I was an annual.
I don't know what that means.
No. Do we have a horniculturist here?
Do we have a horniculturist here?
to build.
Anybody?
Oh, by, well, and a horticulturist, of course, for you out there is for people that study whores. Now, the Gino is in, he's got a PhD.
Expect him to come bursting through the wall like Kool-Aid at any moment.
Gino has a PhD in STDs. We'll leave it at that. I didn't send this to you guys, or you, really.
Uh-oh.
Just because it was a weird thing. I watched The Clinton Affair on A&E. You got me into this, right? Because you were watching it. The thing on Monica Lewinsky. Were you not, or
no,
someone else?
That was
someone
not
else
me,
probably mentioned
we
it.
We discussed that it was coming to TV.
That was me. Yeah. I said I was blowing Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
that's sorry. I apologize.
So I saw this, and I want actually your take on this. Great. As the actress in the group. This fucking looks fake. And, all right. So, I first of all, I don't want to offend anyone out there who is schizophrenic. It's the first time I've ever said that. But this is a promo I saw while watching The Clinton Affair. This is a 5-part series about the Monica Lewinsky thing. Fucking awesome. I just finished it last night because, you know, my girlfriend's out of town. She lives in Canada. Shut up. So I saw this promo, and I want your guys' thoughts about, I don't know, everything on it. It's, Garrett, if you want to take a look, we run the whole thing. It's the Many Sides of Jane trailer. Because, you know, she's living with schizophrenia, not dying from it.
Who am I talking with?
Ben. It's Alexis.
This is Jaden.
Madison.
Ashley.
I have secrets to tell you.
My name is Jane Hart, and I have DID, once known as multiple personality disorder. My parts and I don't always see eye to eye.
I think I'm a little more impulsive than she is.
It is a revolving door in my head.
She got this tattoo I didn't consent to.
I found a dating app. We're not talking about this.
For Jane, the only way out of it is through.
In order to heal, I have to accept the fact that I was really, really hurt.
But the goal is not to get rid of my parts. It's to help them work better together for all of us.
No, you should
People
get rid of them.
People immediately think that you're dangerous.
Yeah.
It's not quite what Hollywood portrays it to be.
You don't kill people?
I don't. I don't
is
kill people.
Is it always the same music
movie,
in the trailer, or
real.
Does someone
it's
change it up, like, slightly?
It's called not having to pay an actual artist.
This is pretty good music, though. I mean, it sucked me in.
And I wouldn't put it on my
own. One of her personalities is actually a composer. That's where this came from.
It was part of her contract.
It's actually someone right out of frame with the synthesizer.
I want all of your takes on this possible bullshit, but I will go to the actress first. Is this someone with multiple personalities, or is this someone that's like, I've got an A&E show, personalities? I mean, what was your take on all of that?
I think that A&E knew they wanted to do a show like this. They needed to find a very specific person. Again, I'm not a doctor. I could play one on TV, but I'm not.
I think she's a doctor.
And, what I find very hard to believe is that every personality of hers would want to be filmed. Do you know what I mean? Like that every personality is an extrovert that wants to share who they are.
I can't believe I'm
saying this.
That's
what kind of.
Or maybe the other ones were edited for time.
Oh, maybe. Sure. There's actually 75.
One of her personalities just in blackface going, leave me alone.
One of her personalities is Gino Bisconti, actually.
Yeah, one of her personalities hosts In Hot Water with Aaron Berg every morning.
Wouldn't it be great if she was both Gino and Aaron?
And I think
I'm happy that she's married.
I think what's interesting in them finding this woman, Jane, is the fact that she is, I think, pretty good looking. Do you know what I mean? She has a pretty face. It seems like she's outgoing and has personality, one of them that I guess is her main one.
Yeah.
You know, but it's almost glorifying it a little
yes.
bit. And I
oh,
think
yeah.
like that's
oh, it's
where
showing
people
her Tinder profile, I'd say.
Right.
It's,
and
it's
also, it's a symptom of multiple personalities, multiple chins, because I don't know which girl that you were looking
oh.
at.
How dare you fat shame 9 girls in one?
She has pretty blue eyes. Her face is pretty symmetrical. Those are all standards, I think, of
no,
being.
Believe me, I wouldn't kick 9 of her out of bed.
I was. with the 6-year-old, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, God. I would not sleep with her 6-year-old personality.
I thought about that too. That is this chick married? Because what kind of person marries or takes on that kind of thing, because I could see her being married.
Why don't you ask our wives? We're comedians. What kind of person do you think takes on our personalities? Also, this is my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie, so I don't know what it was out on A&E already.
Who knew that she was actually a secret sequel to Unbreakable? It's unbelievable.
James McAvoy looks horrible.
There's a lot of things that I found problematic about this entire trailer. And again, I've done no background on this girl because I'm a terrible journalist. But like the whole thing about like she had a fucking tattoo on her hand that she didn't remember getting, and tattoos are painful. I wonder if that would trigger another personality while she's getting it.
Right.
There was all this shit that seemed suspect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to judge, but what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, the tattoo alone is a little odd. Geez. He's right, because the pain.
Yeah.
And that takes time. You got to sit there. You got to talk to the person.
These things are coming.
Yeah, they're coming and going.
Right.
Who paid for the tattoo? That's what which personality?
And by the way, does she
none of them are cheap?
Nine times, like for every single personality.
She's got a 1099 him. That's the way.
I bet you she's like a cold caller. And she's like the most efficient person there is. Just all nine personalities just
she's
calling.
Employee of the month every month.
Are you in Horizon Blue Cross and Blue Shield?
My God, that is the best. There was like, do you remember this? It was like an HBO show. I forget the name of the actress where she played it was The Many States of Tara.
Sex in the City.
Yeah. And wouldn't she like accuse her husband of cheating on her if he had sex with one of her personalities? Like, that's not fair.
Oh, I remember
that. Yeah, yeah.
Is that another one of these kind of produced?
Yeah, but this wasn't real.
That
I mean,
was
it was like.
Right.
Okay.
But, I mean, from her husband's perspective, assuming she has a husband, again, I did no background on this. That might be kind of fun.
Awesome.
It's like you're married to nine different girls.
Right.
It's almost like you're Mormon.
What if he had six different personalities and three of them were single on her side and they all talked about how much it sucks being lonely? They're all just in the same room together.
Yeah, do they all gossip about each other?
I bet they do that.
They all talk shit about each
other. She's got seven landlines where she just holds one on each side of it.
Oh, man.
All right, now I actually kind of want to watch this, even if she's faking. I think she's faking. Well, all right, maybe she has schizophrenia, which I'm still not really sure if that's a thing.
Well, she was saying multiple personality disorder. It seems like she's only being treated with therapy, and like schizophrenia, there's medications.
Yeah,
there are things to take.
Can I go on a limb and say something? I would be
disappointed.
I think we do this shit to ourselves. Like I fuck around with my kids sometimes and pretend like I don't know who they are.
Yeah, you are an ass. I can't tell if you're the best or worst dad
sometimes
ever.
Sometimes I don't feed them, you know.
I act like I can't tell them apart. Like somebody come in the room and be like, hey, dad. And I'd be like, yeah, who's that? I know who it is. But now, sometimes I don't know who it is. And I think I've created that where I've played into it so much that now I genuinely am confused when someone goes, hey, dad. I'm like, wait, who the fuck is that? Who is it? But I've been doing that for so long, they'll never notice that I was just, you know, I don't know how they put it down.
Did you use this as like child like support in the hearing? You were like, I don't recognize who they are, Your Honor. You've been talking to me for so long, I can't tell them apart.
Would I be able to get out of it if I do that? I didn't make this kid. That was another personality in me altogether.
You'll notice my pupils do not dilate one centimeter when I see my children.
Annie execs, if you're watching, here's an idea for a new season two.
Yeah. I love the fact that you think Annie execs are watching.
At least one.
That alone.
No, keep going, Joe. A black guy that doesn't know his children. That's where you were going with this. What? We all know.
He's proud of it.
No. Like, that would be dope. Like, you know, you're right. We should call them up. We'll do this.
It's trademarked because you guys just said it on Compound Media, so I assume that's how it works.
We all love shows like this, though. Shows where I think that it's so far removed from us. Like, I love My 600-Pound Life.
My wife watches.
I don't know why you like that, because Brian, I'm the kind of guy where I will cringe even if I don't know the person.
And how many people have done that show?
Yeah, but I only watch it to make myself feel better about me.
That's it.
That's the reason why I watch it.
While you're eating, crap food?
Yeah. I think they're going to do it till 600 episodes and then blow all of them up like fireworks. Oh. I think that's what happens.
Hey, those can't be real, right?
The time I didn't like the episode was, it was a 2-hour long one, and he died at the end.
Go figure.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, because one of the great parts is if it's an hour-long episode.
I thought the whole point was they lose weight.
It's a sort eulogy. Of like Extreme Home Makeover or whatever. Like you see the transformation.
Oh my
is this
God.
Really? You're offended, which means
no, I'm not offended. I'm not offended.
So
no, then no. Go with it.
No, because it's the instant gratification of seeing someone's life like transform in an hour. It's a beautiful thing, Dave.
I understand. It's just crazy to me what everyone's doing in their boxes at night when they get off the street. Like this is what you're in the house putting in your head. You shouldn't be doing that. But everyone's in the house doing something weird. Like
isn't that why you watch Intervention? Though you want to see them go from Bill to Joe at the end. Of the hour. And so with my 600-pound life, you want to see them go from that to being at peace.
Jesus.
Unlike Joe, I have empathy. I'm an actual human being. And so what I do is I torture myself, and I'm fucking ashamed by this. I really am. While you watch
you
a 600-pound life and feel better about yourself, I watch Vanderpump Rules and hate the fact that I don't have their fucking lives. Now, everyone in Vanderpump Rules are terrible. They're terrible people, but they're all good looking and they have an amazing life.
Although they're
and I
all
watch that, I'm just like, because like, yeah, I feel like
they've
I'm a
all put
person.
On a little weight, which is so funny.
Is that true?
And they've admitted it. Stassi, the one girl, is like, in season one, I am so thin because I had no money, I couldn't afford to eat. And then she's like, and then as soon as we all got more famous and got more money, you see us kind of getting comfortable.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The other girls like gotten really
and plastic yeah. surgery. They're all getting it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true too. I have so many Vanderpump Rules things I want to talk to you about.
Never
afterwards.
Even heard of that.
That's what I'm saying. This is what
no
they do in their box
is.
At night. I didn't know that this stuff exists.
Stop talking about my box.
Well, we teased it. I'm still not sure what tease means. Our first story is, of course, Liam Neeson and him just being more and more Liam Neeson-y. He has addressed his initial problematic quote to, I believe, The Independent on Good Morning America. Let's take a look at the clip.
You know, the topic of her film is revenge. It's a dark comedy, too, but it's based as revenge. And the lady journalist was asking me, how do you
lady
tap
journalist?
Into that?
Yes! Oh,
he had to say that.
I remembered an incident.
I'm not racist anyway.
The
whore was telling me.
It does kind of feel Gran Torino-ish, right?
Was brutally raped.
He's at that age.
That's what I yeah. thought when
and
I saw it. It's like
was
Clint Eastwood.
Country, yeah, yeah. And when I came
it's
back,
Zipperhead.
She
I'm at camera two.
And she handled the situation herself and her rapist incredibly bravely. I have to say that. But I.
He should have fixed his
look
neck.
At the guy's face
I've
in the
never
left
felt
corner.
This
look at his jaw.
Before,
just
which
opens.
Was a primal urge.
Damn it, he's telling the story.
Out.
Lights himself on fire in the background.
I asked her, did you know the person? It was a man. No. His race?
Oh, you said what
she
color?
Said he was a black man.
Is this a table?
It sounds like he's talking. It sounds like he's
and after that, there were some nights I went out deliberately.
Well, I wonder if it was a redheaded man. Would he have done
areas.
The same thing?
No.
In this city,
well,
looking
you're
to,
like
to
lady
be seven,
do anything?
I'm sorry, not a
so that
black
I could
like a
and he would have gone and robbed a Wendy's. Said how he would have done
beat
after.
The shit out of everyone at Wendy's.
And I did it for
Wendy, your mother.
I'd say maybe four or five
bacon
times.
Cheeseburger.
Go until
Wendy,
I caught
a
myself
type of skill.
And
your fries
really
more than McDonald's.
Shocked me. This primal
particular set of orders.
It shocked me and it hurt me.
But you know what I do love?
I did seek
he's not
help.
Playing the victim.
No, because
really
he's no, but he's tapping into something
really
real. Catholic. Because
two very, very good.
All right, we're good.
All right, yeah, we got it. So go.
What we're seeing is a cleaned up version of what you would normally see on like Live Leak or like some sort of gas station camera footage of just crazy old man hops out of his pickup truck and just smashes a guy with a crowbar for no fucking reason, right? And you look at that video and you go, what the fuck? Some people out there are crazy. But this is a guy that we at least listen to. And he's telling you, I felt the same fucking rage. You know what I mean? Like, I felt the urge to go be that person that we see on the grainy camera footage. Mm-hmm.
There was a truthfulness to it, and granted, the truth wasn't fun.
It's called racism.
Yeah, that's it.
Straight racism.
Well, and yeah, that's it. And like, and again, like, He like he first of all he asked for the race and then he doubled down and then he goes, I'm looking for the blockbuster after that. Like he says that. And by the way, he doesn't apologize right there. And then he doubles down, as you said. He goes, well, I'm talking to this lady journalist.
But he's also he's proving to us that the British accent is losing its appeal. Because you used to be able to say anything with a British accent.
He's Irish. Well,
you're racist because it was Irish.
Is it?
It's even more racist.
Liam. Yeah.
Ryan, we're all a little bit racist.
Oh, reparations.
But we just don't talk about, like, we don't admit it, right?
I would have liked to see the movie where he actually goes to the black community.
Answer the goddamn question.
Gets the shit kicked out of him.
Yes,
that's what I would
like. Are you racist?
That's what I would have liked.
Yes.
Am I racist? The farthest from racist.
Ah!
I'm sitting next to you, man. Come on.
Dude, she just set you right up. She was like, we're all a little racist, right, Brian?
And I don't know what that was.
He went right out of there.
I'm like, get the fuck out of this. That's what Liam Neeson should have done.
He got right the fuck out of there.
Out of the question.
Well, I just want to see a movie.
Right, Liam McKenna.
Us Irish people, yeah.
Actually, if you want to see the footage of Liam Neeson doing it, watch Die Hard with a Vengeance. And it's the first scene where he's up in Harlem with a sandwich advertisement over him. That's what it looked like.
But I think that is an important thing that we have to understand that we all have in us. Mm-hmm. That battery that can get charged over a thought. Her thought is, black people did this to me. And he didn't even need to confirm it. That's enough for him to feel like, I want to go out and smash black people, right? Yeah. And we all have that in us. Right. If someone can tweet something, and motherfuckers will go, ooh, like, what's the motherfucker in Chicago that just, he had all of the triggers. He had all the triggers.
Kanye
the
West.
The gay guy that said he got beat up at 2 a.m.
Oh, the
actor. Yeah.
Right.
The dude from Empire.
He had everything in there that you needed. MAGA hats, a noose, gay, bleach. Whew, go. And the whole fucking world went, no, like, that's...
That's a Trump starter kit.
Right, right. But that's all it took, is that little spark. Mm-hmm. And I think we all have it. Like, it gets exploited a lot amongst, like, poor people, because poor people, they don't have anybody to go, like, don't listen to that, man. Come on. You know what I mean? But... Poor kids always get caught up in that. That's how, like, wars start, where you go in, like, Africa, and there's, like, a little kid with a T-shirt and a rock because someone sparked them.
I think this was all a misunderstanding.
He's wearing an L.A. Rams Super Bowl.
Right, right.
I think this is...
It actually, it doesn't say L.A. Rams.
I think
it still says, where were they from?
St. Louis.
Oakley, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were originally from L.A.
I like the basis of the joke. You were like, it says where they from. I think this is all just a misunderstanding. I think she had just gotten done eating a chocolate bar and he had a lead pipe in his hand anyway. And he went out.
Always has a lead pipe in his hand.
About a week, he was off his meds. He was lost. He was looking for someone. He didn't know what was happening. Let me be his publicist.
Like,
I got this.
The thing of it is as much as I hate the term method acting, like, fucking Liam Neeson is a method actor. Yeah. Like, that guy that he's been playing for, again, the last 20 years, he is that guy. Yeah. Like after that happened, he's like, and the whole thing was fucking racist. But, like, just, like, I love the idea of him just with, like, a baseball bat just walking around a block neighborhood.
Right.
Just waiting for someone to pick a fight with him. And he did that the whole week. That's a problem.
I'm surprised, like, someone didn't pick a fight with him.
I know, no kidding.
That's the odd part
holding
of
a bat. Who's going to pick a fight?
You think they looked out the window and was like, holy shit, Schindler's back and he's got a bat. This dude wants this dude everyone is... back. No one go outside.
Or
stay inside. Stay inside, everybody.
Passover number two.
Everyone was so nice to him because they were like, it's Liam Neeson.
Right.
Fucking Liam Neeson outside.
I want to shake your hand.
Liam's playing stickball outside. Someone should go pitch to him.
I was trying to avenge a rape, and they just kept asking for autographs.
Do you think he might have been confused about what country he was in and how you can talk about black people?
Yeah, also, does he know never been an Irish black person? What did he think was going to happen when he was going around Ireland? White.
Damn it.
Where are they?
Yeah. Yeah, and he did say it was 40 years ago, so I think he might have been living in Ireland.
Wait, he said it was 40 years
ago?
No, but that's the thing. I don't think it was.
He's old.
Yeah, he's
old.
Like,
but you know what this is? This is him trying to say, though I'm older, I still get it.
Right.
I understand,
the
times and people's urges and whatever, but it has backfired completely.
I think it's more understandable for him to do that upset now at his age than he did back then. If he were outside looking for a black bastard at his age with a bat, I would go, oh, he's just an old white man. Like, that makes complete sense. Hmm. Like, you were a young dude at that point. Yeah. Let's see, like, come on, dude.
Well, and two updates on this is that apparently Liam Neeson, even though he's the star of the movie, has been disinvited to the red carpet event that apparently is happening tonight. So
really?
All the stars of the movie are going to be there but him. And that secondly, he's
be in Harlem.
I just want everyone to know that after I had these terrible thoughts about trying to beat up a black person, I went to confession to my priest. Like, that helps.
Yeah.
He went to the priest to confess all these violent thoughts that he had.
You'd be surprised what 10 Hail Marys can do.
Oh, by the way, that's a 20. That's a 20.
Who have you killed and what race are they?
You figure it at least.
You're not a priest. I'm not allowed to confess.
I can't tell you.
Some have called me daddy. Sorry.
Chino still refers to him as daddy. It's the
father and
his own.
Daddy are very different.
What church did you go to growing up?
Oh, on the West Coast, girls say
have I been doing it wrong this whole time?
Yeah, it's the actual body of Christ, right?
I got one. Because it rhymes. From Liam's career in the dumps to a whole lot of Trumps. It rhymes.
Get the segue.
Okay, I'll take a segue
Get
for that.
Segue
my segues are rarely good. Joanne's win. But I'll let you read it.
Okay, so there's a DC art exhibit, my favorite kind.
Thank you.
That is currently featuring Ivanka Trump. It's a lookalike, a model. Vacuuming up crumbs. That's what this exhibit is. There is a pedestal filled with crumbs, and onlookers can take the crumbs and throw them on the ground. And this Ivanka Trump lookalike just continues vacuuming them up with a smile on her face.
It's got video Brian, of this.
Brian's information.
It's just very odd.
So the piece is from a New York-based artist, Jennifer Rubel.
I wish I was that creative.
The artist says it's simultaneously a visual celebration of a contemporary feminine icon, a portrait of our own relationship to that figure, and a questioning of our complicity in her role playing. So the idea is we are a part of this cycle. We're throwing the crumbs at Ivanka Trump, and she continues to just vacuum it up with a smile on her face. And we enjoy it. Like, these onlookers are enjoying throwing these crumbs and watching her do this. That's what we're doing on Twitter when we criticize.
You just woke Dave up.
That's right.
Because we were just having this conversation yesterday, my lady and I, where I was like, yo, you gotta give this chick some credit because, like, she's hanging in there in this spot.
Yeah.
Like, when people want to, women want power. They want to be with a guy that's powerful.
This is
a guy that's powerful, but what this comes with is like, holy shit. You know what I mean? Like, she's never going to be like Lady Di, like where people adore her as a part of that royal family.
Yeah.
But she's hanging in that position, and it's not comfortable at all.
And she replied on Twitter. She replied to the exhibit, and she said, "Women can choose to knock each other down or build each other up. I choose the latter." So, actually, she chooses to climb on a ladder instead of vacuum.
And dust the curtains. Yes. That's what she said. I think actually, if you want to be more like a Trump, instead of vacuuming it, she'd be sweeping it under the carpet.
Yeah,
that's
what the exhibit should be.
Nice.
That's what I feel.
Ryan, do you feel like Ivanka should be flattered by this art piece?
I don't know. I mean, flattered is a weird word. Women can choose to knock each other down.
Flattered means.
Me either. I don't know. She should be flattered, I guess. I mean, look, no one's doing that for me. No one's fucking showing what I do around the house. So.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, is.
I don't think we want to
haven't
see
found
it.
The cameras.
It's me watching the 600.
Have to go to the museum.
It's me watching 600 pound wife.
By the way,
600 pound life. That's what I'm doing.
This is what this man baby always does. If you don't want people to see it, don't fucking tweet about it. But Trump never got that lesson. Trump said, "Of course, Trump tweet about it." Really, if you were that offended by Ivanka being in this, don't draw attention to it with your 80 million followers.
You think
Trump's tweet
said,
was, women can choose to knock
I
each other down.
That, and it was Ivanka Trump that tweeted it.
Oh, no, you're confusing it
Who
with...
Who doesn't read the stories now, Bill?
You're confusing it with his tweet,
Did
Bill.
Did you just Ivanka her reading?
Yes.
I'm illiterate. Yeah. All right, I realize this is like an intervention.
Yeah, no, his tweet was more of...
I sounded out, but I can't read.
His tweet was more of, look, my daughter doesn't do this. We have the help to do it. Yeah. And if we can't get the help, we have Liam Neeson go and capture one for us.
Oh, taken.
Which one? Hold on.
Do a lot of callbacks.
Is Ivanka the daughter or the wife?
Ivanka's the daughter.
Water. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Ask him and he wouldn't know either.
Is it a live thing?
Name?
Is it live?
Lonnie.
Is it a, it's just a, is it a model or
it's
is it
a
like
model.
A fucking
it's an actual Lonnie. Actor, like a model who's been cast as this and she is standing there and
what
back.
Does the casting call look like?
Right?
And
I could
what does the casting
wig?
Call look like?
Do more than Ivanka's ever done.
Come on down. If you think you could do that, come on down. Is that on Actors Access?
Again, I don't think that really looks like her that much. I think we could have done better.
I think it looks more like Reese Witherspoon in Legally Blonde.
Yeah, man.
Is she going to make an apple pie next?
Yeah, right.
Amazing.
I always, this takes me back, and again, this is maybe me being a misogynist, but maybe. This takes me back to, well, here we go. That doesn't look like her at all.
No, it doesn't.
I would
it's
not.
Art, okay? It's up for interpretation.
Perfect hair and makeup and a dress just a vacuum. But hell is
what
the
girl
old,
looks like that?
Those are good old days, right?
That is paint by numbers commentary. I hate that shit.
Trump's like, I wouldn't even fuck this one. Jesus, I wouldn't even.
Yeah, he probably would.
He probably did.
It looks like we went back to 1950 for this installation.
I used to work at Stuff Magazine, and we had Ivanka on the on the cover when she was like 23. And then miraculously, at about 26, she went from like a C cup to a D cup.
Remember that?
And I remember. Thank you. And I remember Howard Stern having Trump on, and he's like, "It kind of looks like she might have had some implants." And he's like, "No, she just filled out at about 28." Oh, and she finally got it. Like that was
it's
I
like
mean,
the Vanderpump Rules. Yes, that's what it is. That's what happens. You eat a little bit.
Control and the hormones affect
yes,
you.
Yes, but your right. father should
Want
never
your dad
say
to be watching yeah. and monitoring.
Right, right. Your dad should never say it filled you out.
Yeah, she filled out.
Yeah, that
I've been paying attention,
creepy.
And she filled out around 28.
Boy filled out from those bills.
The fact that he knew
it
the
just
age
makes me want to have yeah. sex with like, him more. I mean, can we edit that out?
I also filled out when she was 28.
Ah, God damn. I can't think of a fucking segue for this.
And I did not read this story. I'm warning, just letting you know, because the link you sent, there's nothing there for me to open and read.
So. Oh, the week. You have to be a subscriber, don't you know? And clearly you're not an intellectual like I am. Oh, boy.
He's with a backwards hat on. Yeah. In a and suit jacket.
I don't
Marlboro
want to
shirt.
The island.
Slur. Yeah.
Where did you get a Marlboro t-shirt in 2019?
Like, sponsored by how
online.
You got it from those miles from the side of the cigarette you had to send it in. You know what I mean?
Very
they
old.
Yeah, I figure you could only find that in a thrift store, but that's way too white. Like,
how many points was that outfit, Bill?
Well, no, actually, I found that you can get people that did points on eBay, and this was $5, and I'm like, I'm a company man. I like Marlboro Reds.
I like this shirt. Yeah.
Thank you. Whoops. This is
such a delayed
new
reaction.
Book.
It's 4 minutes ago.
This is a new book about Aristotle, and it's basically, you know, we have a lot of self-help books, and this is Aristotle's guide to life, even though he is from the 4th century BC. And basically, it's sort of a bullet point way for Aristotle to find happiness. So if you believe that the goal of human life is to maximize happiness, here is what he thinks. Even though he is for material things, lots of sex, and anything else that can bring pleasure, he's all about moderation. But the synopsis is essentially, he claims that to maximize it is to engage in mutually beneficial activities with others while relentlessly working to become the best version of yourself. Now, I think that is something that this guy came up with, that the Tony Robbins, right?
Tony Robbins, mm-hmm.
Yeah, of the world Robbins. Have been saying, like, this guy came up with it centuries ago, and we're reading the same books.
Yeah. Aristotle.
Next
Aristotle sounds like a pussy. I don't know.
Why is Aristotle a pussy?
Everything in moderation. I mean, come on.
There it is.
Come on. This is a guy from the 4th century. Come on. How much moderation was going on in the 4th century? They're like, where's the food? We got to eat it.
Well, I think everyone has their own guide to happiness. So what
how
is
did
yours?
He die, though? But how did he die?
They think he might have been poisoned, but we're
okay,
not sure.
So
sure,
a rock everything in moderation, I guess.
Yeah. For berries. Except for the poison. everyone has their own, like, what is... What's the thing that's going to make you happy?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
We're
comedians.
We were just talking about this outside.
I don't know.
Most of our lives rebelling against normal shit that, like, we get opportunities and we're like, hell. Like, and then we go back and they're like, fine, go do what you want to do. And we're like, I don't even know what I want to do.
Does that make you happy?
What, rebelling just to rebel?
Yeah, but does that give you that endorphin rush?
I guess so, yeah. Maybe that's what it is. It's you just look at something and your entire life has always just been this fucking guy, huh? Like, you believe this guy? Like, you just don't take anybody seriously. And maybe finding other people in the room that, like, you see this too, right? Okay, like, that's it for me.
See, then that's the little endorphin rush
that
keeps you going.
Well, or it seems like even what Aristotle said, like, working together, you know? I think that a sense of community does often make people,
but you don't
especially
like people.
Comedians.
True.
I'm not a comedian. It makes comedians feel like they're in it together, and there is sort of a nobility in that.
Yeah, but there's also, like, the other side of it. I think balance in life. That's what, you know what? That's my answer. Balance in life.
I like that.
I think work and enough work to be busy and be happy and enough personal to have a solid foundation to be able to get through the shit times on the other side. And back and forth. That's what I think it is.
Brian, do you have kids?
I don't have kids.
All right. He's newly married. He has kids.
Masturbating.
I think Kev's next thing is going to be kids.
We think so.
I don't know if that's going to make
you
happy.
Were you watching last night? Were you watching last night? Were you in my window? Did you see them being made?
That is something that I...
Wrap it up. Until you make a little more money.
Literally wrap it up.
Where were you when I was 19, Bill?
I think they do. I mean, I want to have... Exactly. See, I want to have kids because I want to have a little version of... Like,
you're narcissistic.
My wife, I was going to say. Jesus.
And what is the purpose of having a
Liam Neeson? You are.
What's the purpose of having a spare wife now?
You're right.
She's whispering me Blackmaster, by the way.
Yeah. Well, she's got my wife also has 13 personalities, so I would like to add a 14th to the household. No, I think a little version of her would be the most adorable thing in my life. And I don't know what it is.
I like how you said a little version of her.
No, I really
you want a little version of you, you narcissist.
I would like a little version of me in terms of like a son to bond with, where like I can help him through the shit that like I didn't quite understand growing up, and then a little. You know what? Honestly, I hope I do. I really do. I hope I do.
I've got two if you want one.
No. I hope I have one. I hope I have one, and then I'll give the other one up for adoption. And then I'll keep trying until we get a successor to this empire.
It's like China. You're like, fucking get out. Get out. No, you're not good.
Selling is a good thing. By the way, this is fucking great. I don't know where to go with this, but this is good stuff.
By the way, I think the key to happiness is acts of service.
You were such a robot. I was waiting for you to follow up on that one.
No, but really, though.
That was the greatest answer in the history.
There is the argument of no one ever does a selfless act because there's the gratification that comes from it. So I'm not saying I'm a good person. I'm just saying I feel good when I do
it. I think that's why everyone was waiting for you to realize that.
But, there's something to be said about like.
And speaking of being a model citizen, wink, wink.
Not bad.
Speaking of winks.
Hi.
Speaking of being a model.
I'm just saying, Joe blinks a lot. I'm beginning to think she's a robot.
I do actually blink a lot. I do.
She has a tech. Yeah.
It's because I can't see. I need to wear my glasses all the time.
Speaking of being a model.
Tyra Banks is opening a theme park in California dedicated to modeling. Anybody.
Theme park?
Theme park.
Quote. Line and then throw up.
Anybody can.
Or the roller coaster.
That's the speed pass. The speed pass is throwing up.
Binge and purge and binge and purge. Anybody can enter and feel like a model, she says. She has been developing a 2,100 square foot theme park in Santa Monica, California, called Model Land. It is set to open in late 2019. She says it's her calling to bring modeling to the masses. And now with Model Land, she's taking it 10 steps forward. Giving people the opportunity to engage with the elusive world of modeling by opening it up to everyone.
It'll be fun. Everyone's got to be able to do cocaine.
BuzzFeed News reports, we're not 100% clear how this will work exactly. But according to Banks, the establishment will allow visitors to, quote, be the dream version of themselves, including interactive entertainment, retail, dining, and user-generated content. She's been working on this for 10 years.
Isn't that Instagram? Isn't it you just describe Instagram?
Literally. She was like, oh, shit, Instagram happened. What else can I do?
What else can I do?
I think the sad part is I'm realizing Michael Jackson was born too early. He would have fit right in right about now. You know what I mean?
Like, loved it.
Right about now.
I like that it'll look amazing as soon as it opens, and then a swift 5 years later, it'll age rapidly and not have any more work.
Yeah.
That's what I really love about it. And I also think that you could use recycle, right, like It's a Small World would fit perfectly in there. It's just one very attractive person in a ride, and then going around, and then everyone else obese going, it really is a small world, and I don't fit here.
Wouldn't it be so
Every
much
bathroom
better
smell like bulimia?
Instead, no, it smells like vomit. Bulimia doesn't have a smell, Bill.
What if average people?
You got to peel the skin off of it first, and then put it in between the bread.
He's talking about that around.
Bologna?
Are all the rides going to be, you need to be this thin?
Did you mean bologna?
Yeah. No, but that's the thing. I think if you're doing Model Land, you should really do it. And not everyone can go. You have to be this tall to ride the ride. No, you have to be at least an 8.
Yeah. You can't be this small to ride it. You have to be this thin to ride it.
And if you pay $50... we'll give you a makeover to go from a 7 to an 8 so you can ride them.
It should come with vomit bags in case you're like, they should weigh you before you get on each line. It doesn't have anything to do with the ride, but then you can throw up into the garbage can and then ride. That's what I think they should do.
And you're probably too young to remember this, but you remember the Model Cafe?
No.
It was like all these supermodels, like in the late 90s, had started this thing. It was in Times Square, right next to Planet Hollywood. And it was like, Cindy Crawford.
This is like Fire
Banks, I think, was in it. And like the whole idea was that, like Planet Hollywood, instead of seeing like Hollywood bullshit, you're like gonna see a bunch of models hanging out at, of course, Models Cafe. No, you just see a bunch of other Times Square tourists staring at each other while sweating through their fanny
It's also
pack.
Just the same display food for the entire time it's open because no one actually eats when they're in the cafe.
They'll just stare at each other.
The menu. What's the special today? Air. It's Air. The same as yesterday.
I said lettuce. '99. I remember being so embarrassed that my dad and younger brother went to Models Cafe. I'm like, guys, Cindy Crawford is not going to be there.
Let's be real. Like, how about on the menu cocaine? Like, is there going to be heavy drugs?
I'm starting to get into
diet
this.
Pills.
I think the Funhouse mirror should make you fat, and it's just all models crying inside of it. That's the maze. You can't get out.
I feel like a side order of Virginia Slims instead of fries. This is actually, I'm starting to get into this.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Your, let's do it.
Your first round of clientele is definitely on that email list from the Fire Festival.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me.
All the food's going to have hair extensions in it.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's just like stuff that's falling out of people. Oh, God.
I like it. I think she should bring it to the snark tank over here, and let's vote on the group of investors.
And how do they let everybody in, you think? Or because is it going to be like gays, like boys that want a runway model and the plus size models? And
I mean, but think about what you can capitalize on, like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah.
Of course there should be an element of that. That would,
this is Models Cafe.
How about making money?
It was called Fashions Cafe.
Sorry, I got it wrong.
No food ever got delivered because that's what the waitresses just kept doing.
Yeah, no, that was it.
Saying.
Tip me.
Now picture my dad in a fucking bear's hat and my pudgy brother at the time just sitting there being like, yeah, right on.
My chicken's
great. Yeah.
Did they go get dessert at the Stardust Diner after this and watch a Broadway musical?
It turns out they sing.
You know what killed the fashion cafe is Hooters. They were like, let's bring it one step. Let's just get rid of the clothing.
Right, yeah, there you go.
No one wants to see fashion.
Let's back in the trailer park, get the waitresses out of it, and then let's fucking serve the wings.
Oh, my God, what a horrible idea.
There's feathers in my soup.
Look how miserable the models
they're
are.
They're miserable.
Everyone's enjoying a chicken finger.
That's
and they're
model face.
Nah, you're
I
right.
don't know, because is this a dream model gig, or is this like...
That's unfucking believable.
Yeah, I feel like these are the models without agents.
Oh, without a doubt. No, they also double as waitresses.
Is this New York or is this Paris? Right?
Yeah, there's no way this girl's in the sous chef.
I can't enjoy my quesadillas because she keeps frowning at the size that she is.
She's so hungry. Feed her.
You're trying to feed her.
You're feeding her as she walks by. I know you want this.
You can't feed the animals at the zoo. You can't feed the models at the cafe. God damn it, Brian. How many times do we have to tell you this?
Guys, this was as much fun as we hoped it would be. Give us your plugs before we send you on your merry model way.
Merry model.
See what I did there?
Right, you're coming up first. So
I'm up first. I'm at Caroline's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Thursday night. I'm opening for Jim Brewer at the Rhode Island Comedy Connection next week.
Nice. Yeah.
This weekend, I'll be in Wilkes-Barre, PA at the Holiday Inn Express. And then
comedy or just staying?
Just staying.
That is a legitimate question, unfortunately, with comedy.
It's Scranton at the Hilton downtown. And then Sunday, I will be at the Knitting Factory celebrating my birthday, so all you hipsters come on.
Oh, good show.
Knitting Factory.
Tomorrow, I'll be on the Howard Stern wrap-up show at, I think it's 2 p.m. now. And I will be promoting my album recording at New York Comedy Club Friday, February 8th, two shows, 8 and 10:15, newyorkcomedyclub.com awesome. For tickets. Promo code Molly, $10 tickets. You'll get extreme discounts if you do that. Bill's got his industry passes. Joe tells me she's working.
Damn,
the Model Cafe shut down. You're not working.
Yeah, you're not.
You're free.
I think I could get in there? Wow, you're so nice.
Tell me more.
Flushy now.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, I guess we got to leave Joe to sum it all up.
That photo is from my modeling days. All right. Guys, tickets are selling fast. We're almost out. Queens of the Compound, West Side Comedy Club, Saturday, February 9th, 11 p.m. I will be there along with all of your favorite women from Compound Media shows.
Aren't I the favorite woman of Compound Media?
No.
I'm hosting the 9. Favorite. I'll be there.
Amazing. I love that. Then you have to stay.
I'm saying,
I might be doing stand-up. I might not be doing stand-up.
Oh, wait. You might be doing it?
No. I wrote jokes. Not the same thing.
You belong to me. I belong to you.